listening to episode number 1815 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, September 10th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you know today's Thursday?
You know, I do know today is Thursday, and although I did not get the holiday off, I thought I was going to have Thursday, Friday, Saturday off in lieu of that, because I'm always off on Fridays and Saturdays,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Well, No. I worked Monday, I'm working today, boy. And I'm also working tomorrow.
None of that bites.
I get my one day off on Saturday this week.
That bites. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But at least you have this. You know, yes. Your fame, your fortune, and all of that.
Absolutely. Send your donations too.
Random facts for today. There's a real definition for a tropical location, a place between the Tropic of Cancer and Tropic of Capricorn.
Okay.
Yeah. For the U.S., Hawaii is the only technically tropical place.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they are tropical.
This one's fun. Durex condoms got their brand name from a combination of three words.
Oh, no.
Durable.
Okay.
Reliable.
Uh-huh.
And excellence.
Excellence.
The original title of 1984 was
1983?
1980. But George Orwell got sick while writing it, and the book got delayed, and he wanted
enough gap. Wait a minute. Ask me that question again.
It wasn't a question.
No, just ask me the question. What do I think it was?
What did you think it was?
2020. All right, go ahead.
George Orwell got sick while he was writing it, and the book got delayed. He wanted a large enough gap between when it was published and the future he was writing about. And he wasn't so wrong, but he needed a bigger gap. He was a little early. Sloths are famous for being slow and lazy, except for one thing.
When
it comes to having sex, sloths only last 6 seconds. So there you go. But
wow, they're shorter than the usual 7 seconds.
I was going to say, bada boom, bada bing. Here we go. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well,
sloths.
Finally, an account from the horse's mouth.
Oh, which horse? Yeah.
Well, yesterday on Live, Ryan Seacrest told Kelly Ripa the story of how Kudike happened in the first place.
Oh, God. Did he ask her to sit on his lap while he told the story? I'm kidding. Don't write any cards or letters. Come on up here, little girl. I'll tell you a story.
Seat.
Yeah. How I made Kudike happen and I made everybody super rich.
Would you like some candy, too? He said, well, 14 and a half years ago, looking to produce his first TV show, and Kris Jenner was looking to start a television show.
Wow, a coinkydink? Huh.
One was peanut butter, and the other one was jelly.
No, what do you want? No, peanut butter and chocolate.
Chocolate, sorry.
You got chocolate in my peanut butter.
Yep.
I got peanut butter in your chocolate.
Kinky. They met, and Kris invited Ryan to bring a camera to a family barbecue.
It all started with a barbecue.
So he didn't have a camera. So he ran to Best Buy and bought one.
So he shot the sizzle reel with a VHS-C camera. Remember those VHS-C cameras?
14 years ago. We had that. Do we have those little handheld thingies? We would need a camera.
I think we
might need a video camera.
It was some sort of video camera. I doubt it was one that's got a memory stick in it. That would have been too expensive. It was one with a tape. I guarantee it had a tape in it.
He had some money then.
I guarantee it had a tape in it 14 and a half years ago.
So there was yelling, there was laughter, there was hugs. All the ingredients to make a great show, he said.
Oh, my. Wow.
Well, what they ended up with was a 7-minute tape.
Yeah.
7 minutes.
7 minutes. The 7 minutes that changed the world.
Well,
my God.
Sloths are 6 minutes. The joke is always 7 minutes for, you know. And sure enough, this shot heard around the world.
This shot heard around the world. Now, think about this. This is what I want you to just, for just a minute second, to think. had it not been for that barbecue.
Damn it.
Would Kim have ever met Kanye West? Probably not. Would Bruce Jenner have ever transitioned? Probably not. I will maintain that this show gave him the courage to do that. Or her.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I maintain that. And I predict that Khloe would have never met an NBA star in her life. Maybe a retired one, but not one that was playing. They would not have been traveling in these circles.
True.
Had it not been for this show, how different the world would be, but how different their lives would be.
They should really, really, really be giving Ryan Seacrest some really good Christmas
gifts. They should be putting
gifts.
Ryan on a damn pedestal. And Ryan should be putting them on a pedestal. They've made each other so filthy rich. And for what?
That's a good question. For what?
For what? Anyway, thanks,
Ryan,
for sharing
that. Has it profited mankind?
Well, boy, there's a question.
All right, so let's move on. Because
yes, let's.
I'm
shall
nauseated.
We shall.
Halle Berry says she not only broke three. Ditch your girl.
I know. Halle she's Berry. In the news today. Wow.
So you don't have to make up some lame thing about her. Well. I'm going to talk about her. So she says she not only broke three ribs filming John Wick 3.
Mm-hmm.
Three ribs for Wick 3.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
But she broke one during filming the new movie Bruised.
Mm.
So she wondered why her ribs broke so easily for the physical shape she's in.
Because she's in really good shape.
She is.
Yeah.
And then she discovered her bone weakness is due to her diabetes.
Oh.
Yeah.
She probably shouldn't be doing stunts then.
Well, gotcha. So she freaked out that she's more prone to coronavirus as well, you know.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that too. So not from her, but that diabetes is probably something that's not a good thing.
Nope.
I've heard it's not a good thing, period.
Nope.
But certainly if you got diabetes, it's not a good thing.
Nope.
Here, I'm a little disturbed about Halle Berry this morning because Ranker.com has released by their users the celebrities nobody cares about anymore.
Uh-oh.
Halle's on that list at number 13.
What?
At number 13. It's like, people. Now, there's some fine, fine specimens that rank higher than she does mm-hmm. that nobody cares about. More than they don't care about her. Wow, that's weird. It's kind of like this. We don't
they
care.
They care even less.
This is our list. We should actually be using this
well,
for our news
list.
Well,
who's above her on the... Who's on
Bruce
the, who's,
Willis.
Okay.
Meg Ryan. Okay. Jen Aniston.
Really?
Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. Celebrity that people don't care about anymore. Number 9.
Wow, she's above the Halle Berry. On the,
number...
They care less about Jen Aniston.
Number 5 is Adam Sandler.
Huh.
Will Smith. At number 7.
Really?
Yeah, people don't care about. I mean, you know, you don't think about this, but this is very interesting.
It's because he got freaky.
Number 1. Number 1.
Okay.
And I agree with this. Nicolas Cage.
I'll go with that
Nicolas one. Cage. Nobody cares about Nicolas Cage anymore. So there you go.
You ever notice on a list, it's like, oh, they got that right. They got, oh, they didn't get that right.
No.
But they got that right.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know. That's what this is. Ranker.com.
Ranker.
And you can go on. I think you can actually vote on it. Sign in. So there you go. Huh. All right. With that, we'll take our toys and we'll head on out for today.
Yep.
For yet another day.
Yet another.
Back with you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.